Hello, good day to you. I hope wherever you are, you're healthy and well. Today, I want to talk about self-esteem. I've talked about valuing efforts, how we should assess the value of our efforts and the criteria for doing so to understand where we stand and how valuable it is to evaluate our efforts. Based on that, we can set our mission and goals and move forward. At one point, I mentioned self-esteem. If we have self-esteem, we'll be faster, our goals will become clear, and we'll find our path and become firm on it. Self-esteem essentially keeps our mind and soul healthy in all dimensions, especially in business, which is our work, our thoughts, and our entire focus. Self-esteem comes from having the right mission and goal. To give a simple and brief meaning, self-esteem is like trusting yourself. It means I trust myself that I can become a great person in the area I wish to pursue. This is called self-esteem. Have you ever thought about how much self-esteem you have in your daily life and how it can impact your success and growth? How much have you benefited from this divine gift? Self-esteem is entirely dependent on yourself. Being a child of divorced parents, being unattractive, being from a small town or village, these are all just excuses. Get rid of them. Anyone who lacks self-esteem is their own enemy. Don't look for other reasons or blame others for this. You are your own enemy because self-esteem radiates from within. Have you ever noticed in historical stories, there are princes who had no self-esteem? We've seen many people who had powerful and courageous ancestors with high self-esteem, yet their children were fearful, cowardly, and lacked self-esteem, as if they inherited none of it. Do you know the sign of self-esteem? For you, it's the quality of your work, the output. If you're in business or any other profession, if you want to know if you have self-esteem or not, check the level of your work output. The higher it is, the more self-esteem you have. Self-esteem is, in fact, about valuing yourself, seeing yourself as important. Until you accept how valuable you and your position are, you won't be able to stand tall in front of others, speak confidently, or express your capabilities. This shows that I have complete trust in myself and my abilities. It means you fully trust yourself and your abilities. When you have full trust, you become committed. Then what happens? When you're committed, challenges and hardships become sweet. You pass through them. They become enjoyable. Imagine a mountain where they say there are lots of bags of gold at the top. A group of people gathers to climb the mountain. Reaching the top involves a lot of hardships, right? Rocks fall, wild animals are there, the weather is unpredictable, and many other difficulties. But your trust in yourself to reach the summit makes you endure everything. Once you plant your flag at the top, you'll be joyful. Why? Because step by step, you've gotten closer to your goal. Without self-esteem, you'll stay at the base of the mountain, unable to even start. You can't decide whether to move or not. They'll say, "He's passive." Where does passiveness come from? It comes from not trusting yourself. It's a personality that can't make proper decisions, can't do anything correctly, and starts everything with doubt. When it's like this, there will be no output. For example, in business, someone who starts with doubt, who isn't firm in their decision, think about it. Can such a person have good results? No. They can't have good results. But look at someone with high self-confidence, who trusts the path they've chosen in business, who takes bold and firm steps. They show themselves more and, in fact, build a brand. What do you think branding is? It's being seen, right? How should I be seen? By being brave, bold, firm, and strong, so people are drawn to you. Lack of self-esteem in business prevents you from seeing yourself in a position of greatness. You've noticed how the word business has been made so big for us that people say, I can't handle it, I can't do it. Now we've worked so hard and we keep saying you can do it. They've exaggerated the difficulty, and even if it's true and it's a giant that people imagine, you're also great. You too are dignified. You too are a person who can achieve it. This trust in myself, this is self-esteem. So don't expect that when you're acting weak and sluggish, the people around you will validate you, or that they'll always be waiting to see success from you and speak well of you everywhere. No, my dear, they won't. In fact, they might even reject you completely. What's interesting is that you're not even looking for their validation, because you know how you're moving forward. You know in your heart whether you're firm in your goal and mission or not. You already know, and that's why you're not looking for greatness from others, for them to tell you you're great. Dear ones who are hearing my voice, the word is advancing. And this modern world is pushing people toward independent thinking. You mustn't fall behind. Why are they pushing? So that they can have control over their own actions, because large global corporations and groups have not only prioritized personal growth, but are also promoting teamwork and group management. They have realized that teamwork with individuals of high character yields satisfactory results. So, if we want to step in the modern world, grow, show ourselves, and boost our business, we must strive with high self-esteem. All reputable brands in the world have followed this path. They worked hard, took firm steps, and believed that one day they wouldn't fail, and they succeeded. Anyone who became wealthy either worked hard themselves or had a wealthy father. Mostly those with wealthy fathers or who relied on someone else's success didn't get very far. So, understand that if you want to be reputable, if you want to gain a position, you need to work hard and maintain high self-esteem. Let me tell you something. Look at the Paralympic athletes. Someone comes in with no arms and hits a ping pong ball with their mouth, beating those with arms. Someone else with one leg makes a jump that people with two legs can't. Can I ask you, what did these people have? What trait did they possess that made them so determined and strong? They had such high self-esteem. They believed in themselves. They believed they could do it even without arms. They came into the competition and won. We have arms, we have legs, we are physically sound, so we have no excuses. Let's be honest with ourselves. We all have fears. Fear is part of human nature. But This is different from foolishness. For example, someone might say they grabbed the snake to test whether they're afraid and the snake bit them or not. That's not what I mean. Foolishness and innate fear are different. Some people are afraid of certain things, and I'm not talking about darkness or things like that. I'm talking about starting a business, taking steps forward in a new venture, or entering a new profession. They fear speaking up, like when they want to bring up a topic in the family, they're afraid. That's what I mean. Let's be honest. We've seen certain humiliations in some places, from incompetence, from feeling useless in gatherings, or from lacking ability in certain subjects. But let me tell you, all of that is just excuses. Why? Because anything you want to access at requires practice and preparation. You've seen those athletes, they earn their position through practice and repetition. Imagine a rock. Everyone knows how hard a rock is, but a drop of water keeps falling on it and eventually breaks it. How? Through persistence and repetition. Drop after drop, it keeps falling until the rock breaks. Even if you are the weakest person today, with repetition and perseverance, you are okay and you can become a successful entrepreneur, a successful individual in society, a successful father, a successful spouse. With effort, persistence, and consistency, not by taking two steps forward and three steps back, or five steps forward and four steps back, you're going to make it. No, take one step, but make it a firm one. And let me tell you, none of what I've said is limited to auto branding. Whether you're inside or outside of auto branding, it makes no difference. You learn certain things at Arad, and some of your work is done within Arad. But many things happen outside Arad. Negotiations with someone in another country, another city, elsewhere, right? It's not all within the organization. There is a lot outside the organization. If you want results, you must keep repeating. This is how you're going to make it, even outside the organization. The difference between those who win and those who lose is that the winner sees success as their own portion, while the loser does not. That person without hands saw gold, silver, and bronze as their portion. We need to see business growth and success as our own portion, and when we do, we will undoubtedly be victorious on this journey. To win, we need to step onto the playing field. Many people are at a high level, but they deprive themselves of that level. They don't believe they deserve success. They don't consider themselves worthy of success and see it as beyond their abilities, which is a form of ingratitude. Didn't God say that the earth is vast? If you don't achieve something here, there are other places. Broaden your scope and keep trying. There are so many opportunities, so much space, so many possibilities. If it doesn't work out here, try elsewhere. If this person isn't right, find the next one. If this deal fails, there's always the next negotiation. If you can't sell in one city, move on to the next. The world is vast and there's abundant substances. Why don't you have a share of this abundance? This is where God says he will not change the condition of a people unless they themselves take action. That means if I want to grow and succeed in business, I first need to take steps forward and be strong and determined. Only then will I see results. Everyone has their own preferences. Some people live in rural areas. And even now, some of our merchants from there earn better than others because they've built their lives according to their preferences, engaged in business, and achieved success. I don't want to go into that now, but know that regardless of your thoughts or preferences, in any society, you can find like-minded individuals, work with them, and achieve success. So, make the effort, claim your share of the world's opportunities, and I hope this message helps you, strengthens your path, and that you witness your own success every day. Thank you very much. Have a lovely day.